Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the conference call to discuss the recent development at Manappuram Finance, hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizan. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for dialing into this conference call. We have assembled here today to discuss the recent developments at Manappuram Finance. The company has already put out a press release earlier today to explain the recent developments. We have with us today the senior management team from Manappuram Finance, represented by Mr. VP Nandakumar, Managing Director, Dr. Sumita Jaisankar, Executive Director, and Ms. Bindu A.L., Chief Financial Officer. So without taking any more of your time, let me now invite Mr. VP Nandakumar for his opening remarks, post which we will open up the floor to take the questions from the participants on this call. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
So thank you, Motilal Oswal, for arranging this investors call at a very short note. For your investors, bankers, good evening. First of all, let me place on record my sincere gratitude and appreciation to each one of you for your continued trust and patronage towards Manappuram Finance. Some of you may have learned about the unfortunate events of the last few days through the media. As you know, a team from the Enforcement Directorate, Kochi, visited our office on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, examined certain documents, and recorded my statement as well as that of certain members of the staff. At the end of the operations, they came up with an order freezing some of my assets perpetually under PMLA of 2002. This was an unfair and arbitrary act, to put it mildly. I will shortly explain why. This morning, I wrote a letter to the Board of Directors of Manappuram Finance Limited about this issue, since I felt I need to clarify the different aspects. We convened this meeting because I felt it is equally vital that I keep you all in the loop. First of all, it is more than a decade old case that was settled once and for all. Secondly, the action admittedly by the officials in the order has nothing to do with Manappuram Finance Limited, but the now defunct Manappuram Agro Farm Limited, of which I am the sole proprietor. I started Manappuram Agro Farm, an agriculture firm, because agricultural used to be one of the primary occupations for the people of Valapar. In short, this Manappuram Agro Farm is called Magro. Magro used to accept deposits and pay interest on the good faith that it was completely legal to do so. After getting legal opinion from few eminent lawyers, as on February 2012, the total quantum of deposits outstanding in Magro was 143.85 crores. However, based on the directive from RBI, we not only stopped taking further deposits, but also informed the public that we would be returning every rupee that we had collected with interest due to them. And we have communicated this through mass media like newspapers, leading newspapers, both in English and Malayalam. In fact, I sold my shares in the company to raise an amount of 159 crores to repay all the depositors, an amount of rupees 34 crores, 56 lakhs, 35,131 was paid by check, repaid by check between February 1st, 2012 and March 16, 2012 to those who came forward to claim their money. The unclaimed balance of deposits as on March 17, 2012, along with the accumulated interest, was 119 crores, 18 lakhs, 33,132. This was deposited in an escrow account with Punjab National Bank. All subsequent repayments to the depositors were made out of this escrow account, and the RBI was periodically informed about the progress. In its latest inspection report, the Apex Bank had acknowledged that as of September 30th, 2022, only 9,29,000 was the outstanding. The balance outstanding only because of certain depositors have failed to claim their respective deposits. We have sent them repeated letters, not only that, several times the demand drafts were issued in their favor and sent by registered post, but all these remain returned unclaimed. That is the situation. RBI, SEBI and Registrar of Companies have separately conducted inquiries and nothing was found amiss. I understand that the ED visit was in connection with a malicious complaint filed by an individual who happened to be the same complainant who made the complaint 10 years back about the same issue of deposits that have already returned, who harbors ill will against me and family. That too, more than 10 years later, I have moved the High Court to get FIR quashed, and I am confident that the truth will prevail. Meanwhile, myself as well as the staff of Manappuram are fully cooperating with the Enforcement Directorate, as we are confident that there was no wrongdoing of any kind. We have complete faith in the laws of the land and compliance of the policies and guidelines of the regulators is the topmost priority of Manappuram Finance. So I would be happy to clarify your doubts and answer your questions. So what I want to highlight here again, so this is not related to Manappuram Finance Limited at all, but it is related to the promoter, VP Nandakumar, that is myself. So this is an issue which was settled long back. It is 2011-12, this issue was settled. So the same individual has approached through ED now. And I feel like whereas the overdue is that has to be not overdue. The unclaimed deposit is only 9 lakhs. And that also is parked in an escrow account. There is no sense in freezing, etc., that our advocates are confident about getting the relief at the earliest. Thank you.
So should we open up for questions?
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dhaval from DSP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and, you know, all the clarification till now. I just had two follow-up questions to get a better understanding, you know, of the past and the current situation. So first one is relating to the usage of, you know, the funds which were collected by Mangrove. So you mentioned that you had to sell a stake for repaying the depositors. I just wonder, you know, what was the usage of the funds, you know, the 143.85 crores and money before that. And did you get that money back in your personal capacity and how did you use that? So that's the first question about usage of funds. And the second question that I had was, you know, there were some reports yesterday around, you know, 50 odd crores were being cash repaid to these depositors with KYC traceability, etc. So if you could just clarify about whether RBI or other regulatory bodies were able to trace the depositors and if there is any lapse around KYC or any such points and what was the cash repayment, if you could clarify that, that would be very useful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dhaval. So, the Manapuram Agro Farms is a proprietary concern owned by me. The purpose of that firm is promoting agriculture. That's the purpose. So, the money collected through deposits have been used for purchasing land for agriculture, etc. And but that was the major investment, major use of these funds, and other agricultural operations. The second thing is a 50 crores cash repayment from this 159 crores totally along with interest. So yes, this cash payment all are below 20,000. Out of this total 159, 50 crores, that is along with interest, 50 crores is paid by cash, all are below 20,000. So these are done in full compliance with the rules of the land. The second thing is about KYC. So these are deposits accepted mostly prior to 2010. This is 12, 13 years back. So this is a proprietary concern having the and it is not regulated. So we used to comply with the income tax rules, income tax act for 20,000 only by both acceptance and repayments only by check, lost check. So about this thing, so all the details, full details of all the payments made, both by cash, and check the details, including their door number, place, phone number. All these are available with us. So even for these small amounts, there may not be full KYC compliance as of today, but the full name, address, amount, the phone number, everything is available, because there is no compliance of any regulation. That was not a regulated entity and there was no need of any compliance. It was so the full address, all the vouchers, everything is available. So that both deposit receipts, discharged deposit receipts, full address, name, etc. Everything is available. Why 50 crores cash? These are small deposits of what, 20,000, less than 20,000. That is when the payment is made. That is the reason why we have made the cash repayment. The rest all are by about, all are, the payment was about 20,000 and made in check only.
Right. So just one follow-up, if I may, are the agri land, you said that majority of the money went into purchase of agri land. Is the land still there, or
all the land are still there. Nothing has been sold out. Everything is available now. Even though the partners, that firm has been wound down, Manapura Agro Farms as a proprietary concern is no longer existing. And these are in a company name called Manapuram Agro Farms Limited. All these are remaining in the new new company called Manapuram Agro Farms Limited. That company is no longer accepting any deposits. As and when RBI has asked us to stop accepting deposits and renew that, we have not done anything. There is no governance issue there. As I mentioned, these are the issue. This is a complaint raised by one individual 13 years back, and the same. This is the one and the same person who is raising the complaint about the same issue even now.
So just one last data point, if I may, is on interest rate that you were offering on those fixed deposit. If you could give that percentage, blended also is fine. Just for
context. It was around somewhere around 10%.
Okay, got it. Great, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Avinash Singh from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. My question is more on the business you are in. I mean, unlike other lending businesses, here the asset underlying the loan is with the lending company, and that's why the trust has a different kind of a role as far as the gold loan business is concerned. You need to have it. Now, you explain nicely that, okay, how this is unrelated to Manapuram Finance and why this case is not, bona fide. But my question is more that, okay, do you see some kind of the trust deficit affecting your business here onwards? I mean, so do you see this to have any impact as far as your business operations are concerned, particularly when it comes to trust in the minds of borrowers, depositing gold with you and all. So what kind of a impact you see at this point in terms of as far as the business operator person? That point. Thank you.
So, first of all, I reiterate that there are no governance issues. Something happened 12 years, 13 years back. The complaint is on that only. There are no governance issues now. Second is the trust factor amongst customers. See, our business of gold lending or any other lending, these businesses are not affected by this issue at all. In fact, those customers are mostly from a rural background and also from bottom of the pyramid and lower middle class. They are not interested in these affairs, etc. What they look at is how fast the service delivery and whether it is affordable to them. This is a general situation about our customers who are borrowing against jewelry and other modes of lending.
Okay, so you say that business is largely unaffected. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Kushan Parekh from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Just wanted to understand the development from the perspective of Manappuram Finance, the company. I have three questions. Mainly, first is on the funding part. I mean, just want to understand if this places any constraints or any restrictions in getting debt funds incrementally for our business, regular business. And I mean, what has been the reaction or the feedback, if any, if you have got from the lenders on these developments? I mean, are they still comfortable to continue their lending to the company for the business or not? Second is on the day-to-day operations and the branch functioning and the branch expansion that we are doing in our MFI subsidiary. I mean, does this order place any pause on any of that or any restrictions that may come on these day-to-day operations and functionings of the company? And I'll just squeeze in one third last question. I mean, the article that came in yesterday spoke about key executives also being investigated under this development, and just wanted to understand, as the investigation would be ongoing, would they continue to be able to participate or, be involved in the daily activities and execution at the company?
So, I will answer one after the other. So, one is the funding part. We have communicated with all our major lenders. These are the issue, etc. So we have a long association. So the funding will not get restricted with some news, etc. They have been explained about why this happened, etc. And as usual, if anything is there, we used to call a lenders meet in Mumbai, a bankers meet in Mumbai, lending bankers. And we used to do that. Now also we will plan that. We have not received any frantic inquiry from any of these. Even proactively we have communicated with them, this is the issue, etc. The second thing is development, the business, how it is going to be affected. I don't think it will be affected because, RBA, we have immediately communicated, lenders, we have immediately proactively communicated with what has happened. And the third is, to quash this case because we have immediately engaged the lawyers, the top lawyers in the country, and they are very hopeful by next week we will obtain a stay both in continuing this investigation by the agency, and two, to release whatever has been frozen now. So they are very confident, and we are moving in the Kerala High Court on Monday, next Monday. And the case will come for hearing on Tuesday. And our legal counsels are very confident about getting a stay on both these, whatever I have told, the continuing investigations, and second, whatever is frozen, release, etc. So that is one part. And once that is done, that also will be communicated. So, and when these are done, it is our experience, what is most important is the proactive communication with our stakeholders that we are doing, and we don't expect anything negative in this regard.
Thank you. That answers my first question.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Bhavyesh Divecha from HDFC Asset Management Company Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. I just had one simple bookkeeping question for Manappuram Finance. What is the current level of cash that we have maintained, and what is the liability like over next 2-3 months to 6 months period for Manappuram Finance?
See, we are always maintaining sufficient liquidity to meet any crisis. So that has been maintained. The exact quantum, I have not taken the figures right now, but always sufficient liquidity is maintained in the form of deposits and limit, etc. We have a very large undrawn limit, and we have communicated, and we don't expect any serious issue, because the issue of Manappuram Agro Farms, which has crept in way back in 2012, is fully known to all our stakeholders, lenders as well as regulator. When they understand that the same person is creating problem, etc., and when they are briefed about, they are explained about the background, etc., they understand that. So we don't expect any serious issue with regard to our ALM.
Yeah, to give the exact numbers, so for the month of May, majority will be a working capital demand rollover and a 100 crore NCD repayment. So we are having almost nearly 1,000 crore liquidity with us, and undrawn lines of 3,300 crore, which will support enough for the repayments and the growth.
Okay, sure. Just the broad repayment total quantum over next 3 months?
Next 3 months, it will be 3,500 crore. Majority will be working capital rollover to leverage on the pricing. We used to avail the loans for 90 days. So this will be due for rollover.
Sure. That's helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piran Engineer from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for taking my question. Just a follow-up, has there been any communication or inquiry with from the RBI right now? Have they asked for any clarification, data, any files?
See, any news in the public media, the local RBI office seeks for clarification. This is a very routine thing.
Anything specific?
Also, they have sought our clarification. So we have explained to them in detail, and they appreciate our timely action.
Okay. And sir, if you could just maybe spend some time on, like, what other businesses do you own and run outside of Manappuram Finance?
I own, that is already disclosed in my disclosure. I own Manappuram Jewellers Limited. Manappuram Agro Farms Limited, Manappuram Healthcare Limited, Manappuram Asset Finance Limited, et cetera. These are all disclosed.
Okay, fair. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Chheda from Guardian Capital Partners.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So you mentioned in the start of the call that any deposit that you had accepted were in compliance with all the rules and regulations. Then what was the reason for RBI issuing a directive for repaying the loans at that point in time? Why did RBI come back and say that please repay the loans? The deposit, I mean.
See, the RBI thought it is about the regulated entities should have good governance standards. They would have thought, any promoter-owned entity accepting public deposits may not be a part of good governance. So, it was their advice that the company should stop accepting any public deposits or renew any deposits. So, we sought their advice and accordingly. So, we repaid all the deposits in full by transferring, whatever is the balance at that point of time, transferred all the amount along with the interest to an escrow account. From that, all these are paid except some 9 lakhs, as I mentioned, where the customers are not traceable. So that also is lying in that account. From 2012 onwards, this company, they has not accepted any public deposits. Other than this 9 lakhs, there are no deposits there.
Sure. And in the past, you mentioned that we have been still awaiting nod from RBI to expand branches, and one of the reasons for not getting that nod is that we've not, there's some compliance issue in terms of KYC of repayment of some deposits. Is this issue anything, has anything to do with the branch expansion requirement that we're not getting from Manappuram Finance?
No, I have not told like that. What I have told is, there is some surplus in auction, see, these overdue gold loans, just like any other lender, we sell this through public auction in the presence of a public auctioneer. That's the process. And after adjusting whatever is due to us, the surplus money is transferred to an escrow account with a bank. And from that, the payments are made to the borrowers whose ornaments were auctioned. So that, we were not able to find out some customers. And for the last 15 years, money is getting accrued for want of these customers' present address. So RBI wanted to proactively find out and return the entire amount. So we have taken many initiatives, and that is coming down.
Okay, and just one last question. You mentioned that 140 crores of your personal assets have been seized. Could you just give us some color on what are the types of assets that have been seized here, and is there any promoter shareholding that has been placed under any kind of restriction from the ED?
See, this 143 crores was the deposits outstanding in 2012 which all of that along with the interest are repaid to the respective customers by check, and small amounts below 20,000 all are returned by cash also, of which the details of the customers, their address, their phone number, the amount returned, everything is there as per records. So, and majority of this amount was returned through the escrow account.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. The next question is on the line of P.P. Rajesh from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My question was, similar to what the earlier participant
asked,
just 150 crore.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Rajesh. Members of the management team, there's a slight disturbance from your line. Thank you, sir. Mr. Rajesh, you may please proceed.
Okay, thank you. So my question was somewhat similar to what the earlier participant asked. In the 140 crore worth of assets that have been seized by GD, is any of your shareholding in the public company, is that also part of that 140 crore? So you can just clarify that?
No. See, the entire amount has been repaid, except that 9 lakhs which is lying in escrow account. From that amount, whatever was outstanding on that day of repayment, nothing has come back to any of our companies through investments.
Okay. So my other question is, let's say, if you get to stay in the iPhone, will you be forced to release if attachment at that point, or how will it work?
No, I couldn't hear you. There is some interruption in your voice.
Okay, so let me repeat. Assuming that we stay from the high court.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the lines of the management reconnected. Over to you, sir. Mr. Rajesh, may we request you to repeat your question?
Sure, ma'am.
Thank you.
What I was asking is that assuming you get the stay in the High Court, what happens to the assets that have been attached by EDs? Will they be released back to you, or how will that work?
Yeah. See, first of all, the amount outstanding in that particular account is not as alleged 149 or something. It is only 9 lakhs. It is only 9 lakhs. That also is in the escrow account. And an FIR was simultaneously registered with the police station. That is already referred by the police. And there is plenty of ground, and this is 13 years, etc. We had a discussion, and our lawyers are very confident that by Tuesday, we can get a stay for two things. One, for releasing whatever is frozen. It is not a seizure, it is frozen only. Frozen means they can defreeze. The same people can defreeze also, provided we do certain things. What we want to do, these are all shared with them already. So we are moving High Court to tell that this case has been already taken up and quashed by the High Court on previous occasion. This is just a repetition. And this order from the High Court to enquire by ED was without taking that into consideration, that our advocates will do, and they are very confident about getting a stay on the execution of this order. And also for restraining the ED from any further inquiry into this matter.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Understood. Really, all the whatever the is the frauds and accounts will be released.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Okay.
All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Jain from CNBC TV 18. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Thank you so much for taking the question. I have a couple of questions to ask in this particular matter. The first one is, I just want to understand from you, till the time the investigation is on, in that case, let's say if High Court, assuming, keeps the investigation on, do you think you should sort of move away from your current position at Manappuram Finance to avoid any conflict of interest? Do you think that will be very important as the first step till the time the investigation is on? That is my first question. And the second question, as I'm asking you, is the Enforcement Directorate in its investigation has also stated that the deposits which were raised were sort of laundered towards immovable properties and used in buying shares of Manappuram Finance itself. Straight away, if you had to answer this particular allegation from the Enforcement Directorate, was any part of the deposits which were raised put in any immovable properties or shares of Manappuram Finance? Yes or no, if you could answer that question.
This is a very good case according to our legal advisors, our lawyers. So next week itself, we'll be able to get the first order of for stalling this case for the investigation and also get a stay. Then it will continue after the stay till it is quashed. So it will get quashed. And I don't, as this is not a new issue, this is something like an old issue, which has happened 13 years back. So getting that relief from the court may not be difficult. This is what our legal counsels are very confident about. So I don't think there is a need of any change in between. The second is, the money accepted. The majority of this is being used for the purchase of landed property only for agricultural purpose. And as when this question is the issue is quashed in the court of law, there is no need to go into the other details. I don't think I have invested money in for buying Mahfil shares.
Just a clarification, you don't think or are you sure the allegation is completely false from ED? I have not invested anything in shares and I have not
see, that question doesn't arise. Because all the money are repaid. When the full amount along with the interest is repaid, where is the question?
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Oza from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question from my side. Is there or can there be any intervention from RBI?
See, as I mentioned earlier, whenever there is any adverse news, the concerned department seek our clarification. in this case also they have sought our clarification on certain things which you have immediately promptly replied.
Okay. No, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sai Naveen from Point. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, sir. I would like to please understand, it is mentioned in the ED report that a lot of money which was redirected and bought properties in the names of your family. Is there any comment on that, sir?
This is what I have already explained in the previous, to the previous caller. See, these are mostly used for purchasing land for agriculture purpose and also for agriculture. That is a major use of that. That is the purpose of that is business. So that has been aptly used for that business only. And the second part is now the money along with the interest is fully repaid. So that question doesn't arise now. When the money is fully repaid and when there is no liability, whatever is the 9 lakh spending, that also is in the escrow account. Where is this question? Where is the locus standi of this question?
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shripad Doshi from Equirus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my question was pertaining to the depositors. So how many depositors were there under this Magro related deposit we raised for 150 crore?
See, there were small deposits. The rural market of where our headquarters is situated, well apart. There are few thousands of customers. The actual number I don't know, but their name, address, phone number, how the repayments are made, how the money is collected, everything is already there on our records.
Okay. And sir, were the deposits being taken at the Manappuram branch or some other setup was?
That was the issue raised by the regulators also. After that, Manappuram Finance Limited has been fully ring fenced under the oversight of KPMG and Cyril Amargas Mangaldas, etc. It's fully ring-fenced. So this has happened in 2012, early 2012. Yeah, but lot of changes have come after that.
Got it. So last question. Like as you said that majority of the money, like almost all of the money has been repaid, this 9 lakh is outstanding, close to 9 lakh. Would we be having acknowledgement from our depositors that they have received the money back?
Oh, yes.
Okay, for all of the 50 crore exposure that also...
Yeah. All the... other than... Out of this total along with the interest was around 159 crores. Out of that, over 100 crores is paid through bank account only. Some 50 crores has been repaid in cash, and that to whom it is repaid, the same deposit, everything is there. All the deposit receipts are retained by us, fully discharged, having as a token of receipt of the money. The depositor has signed and discharged the deposit receipt. Everything is there. And these are regularly shared with the details are regularly shared to the inspection team conducting the RB inspection as and when these are called for.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dev from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. My question was more related towards any kind of related party transactions between Magro and Manappuram Finance, for which Manappuram could be held liable, or did it stand as a guarantor, or any kind of a way that it can come back to Manappuram Finance? Can it be made liable in any of these deposits?
No allegations about related party has been made by anybody so far. There is no related party. Even the investigator here has not alleged that. Absolutely, there is no that deposits and Manappuram Finance Limited, there is no connection.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijay Anand from Karur Vysya Bank. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, just when you were briefing initially, you told that from 17th March 2012, post 17th March 2012, you have about 119 crores deposited with escrow account. I just wanted to understand what is the modus operandi of this account. Why I am asking this is there any party apart from you who are whose authorization is required to access the funds? I just wanted to understand that, sir.
These are parked in escrow account. Whatever is needed for the repayment, these are withdrawn. And these are audited, regularly audited by the auditors, and the payments are made as per the rules of the land. So the authorized persons who are authorized to withdraw the money in this behalf, they do that. And there are full trails with this regard.
So that means that 50 crores which have been paid by cash has been withdrawn from the escrow account in cash and paid to the respective depositors. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, yeah. These are small accounts. And the trails of payment, as in the bank, we get the deposits receipts, discharged, etc., etc. And the full name address of all the customers are kept in the records.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghav Madhavan Vivirthi from Vivirthi Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So I have two questions. So the first one is, Mr. Nagatma, you mentioned that to repay the public deposits, you had raised shares and again, the proprietorship was converted into Magro Farms Private Limited, which is also owned by you. So just checking if, and these lands are also, you continue to hold these lands. So we want to understand if these lands are held at personal capacity, or are these lands part of this new entity which was formed after 2012? That is first question. And second, want to understand the PR impact this could have on Manappuram Finance itself, and how that can trickle down to Ashirwad, given the relationship Manappuram strongly has and commitments towards Ashirwad Microfinance. Thanks.
See, as I told, all the money has been repaid with, along with interest by selling shares, etc., etc. The mode of repayment, the source of money, everything has been disclosed to everybody. So, this Manappura Agro Farms property firm has been wound down. So it is already wound up. Already wound up. So a new company was formed after that. The properties are mostly in that company. And the second part of the question will it affect Manappuram Finance Limited? See, why should you just think? This is not an old, this is not a new case. This is a case pertaining to an issue which happened 13 years back, 12 years back. So, nothing new. There are no governance issue at all. The same person approached the ED and they have conducted an investigation. And as I told earlier, our legal counsels are very confident about quashing that case in the High Court. The FIR filed along with that is already referred by the police. So it is quashed. So whatever action, when it is quashed, there is why should it affect the business of Manappuram Finance Limited? If that doesn't affect Manappuram Finance Limited, its borrowing ability or anything, then why should it affect the subsidiary of Manappuram Finance Limited? Even now, there is no allegation against Manappuram Finance. So, it is a very well-capitalized company. So, it can support its subsidiaries also as and when it is required. Then why should somebody worry about whether the companies will be affected? I think that worry is baseless.
Understood, sir. Thanks for this. Just a follow-up question. Given in the current existing entity, Magro Farms Private Limited, there are borrowings of 21.7 crores and all. Just checking if any of these are related to Manappuram Finance or any of the subsidiaries, given the fact the net worth is negative in this entity.
See, that company has no, Manappuram Agro Farm Limited has no public borrowing. It has no public borrowing. It is borrowing only from the shareholders. That is me. It has no public borrowing. And there is no related party now. Manappuram Finance Board is very conservative in this regard to uphold the corporate governance standards. So there is no intermingling. And there is no inter-corporate borrowing amongst the group companies.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mithun Aswath from Kiva Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for all your clarification. But if you just read, I think the ED is also tweeted. They have mentioned that the searches happened in 6 premises of Manappuram Finance and its managing director on the allegations of money laundering from illegal collection of deposits. Why do they specify Manappuram Finance and not MAPRO, sir, which you speak about? So just wanted to understand that. Why are they bringing Manappuram Finance into the matter if it is not related to Manappuram Finance?
So they would have thought that I am in the sitting in Manappuram Finance. So in this connection, they would have searched my office, that is Manappuram Finance office. Other than that, there is no significance. And also, some of the senior executives there, they wanted to understand whether there is any connection between Manappuram Agro Farms, old S2L Manappuram Agro Farms and Manappuram Finance, etc. They have investigated that. That is a part of investigation and they have not alleged any irregularity or anything connected with Manappuram Finance Limited. Just as a part of their investigation, they have investigated my office as well as some senior executives of Manappuram Finance Limited. It's a part of investigation only. And I don't think there is any significance. And they have not found anything. Nothing is there in their report also, no, any mention about any irregularity in Manappuram Finance Limited.
So, also, you mentioned all the deposits which were raised were repaid. Have the depositors claimed all the monies back?
Sorry?
All the depositors' monies which was raised, have all the depositors claimed all the money back? Or is still a reasonable amount of money lying in that escrow?
It is 9 lakhs. That also, we have taken all the steps as per the direction from RBI, not only once, from time to time, to find out these. We have sent these 9 lakhs deposits also by demand draft. And these all have been returning unclaimed from time to time. See, even in the banks where the full KYC, everything is taken, there are unclaimed deposits where the customer cannot be traced. If you look into that, this is a similar percentage only.
Got it, sir. And just wanted to get a sense, has the RBI likely to make any sort of announcement for regarding Manappuram Finance, or you don't see anything which will affect your lending or your business because of this?
Here, Manappuram Finance has not been mentioned as a party at all. It is about an incident which anybody can understand. And RBI has already taken a stand on this particular issue of micro deposits 10 years back, and they have been constantly monitoring this. So nothing is new other than this ED investigation. So on the basis of ED investigation also, as the regulator, they may ask for some clarifications, which we can easily clarify. You don't have any problem because they are already aware about the matter and have been monitoring this continuously for the last 10 years. Nothing is new. So I don't expect anything because these are known to them fully.
Sir, one last one. Is it possible the ED has provided you some order regarding this MAPRO? So because the problem is this, quite a lot of miscommunication, because your press release talks about that, while the ED continues to mention Manappuram Finance. So if there can be some sort of clarification where, you know, you have something in writing from the ED which is mentioning what order that they are talking about, that would be of immense clarity for, you know, the investment community.
They have not alleged anything wrong in Manappuram Finance Limited. They have not made any allegation. Then why should I seek clarification from them? They have not mentioned, they have not found out anything in Manappuram Finance. They all mentioned about Manappuram Agro Farms only. So, Manappuram Agro Farms also, we are very confident about crossing this case. Very soon. So, they have not mentioned anything wrong in Manappuram Finance. Why there is the need of seeking any clarification from them?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question for today, which is from the line of Manan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please proceed with your question, Mr. Manan.
Hi. So, sir, I would just like to ask that since you're confident that the next week your legal team would be able to get a
case. I'm sorry to interrupt, sir, but your voice is not clear. I would request to use your handset, please.
Sure. Hello.
Please proceed. Yes.
Yeah.
So I would just like to ask that since your legal team is confident about getting a stay on this order by next week, so how does this work? Does the defreezing of assets happen in a week or so, or like does it take its due time for the counterparty to reverse their actions?
See, our advocates, so I had a discussion with our legal counsels and discussed the whole of the matter, different aspects, etc. And they are fully confident about that in a week's time.
And let's say it doesn't, the ED doesn't move it our way, or the High Court doesn't move it our way so early, what would be your next line of action, and or how would you expect it to move forward?
No, no, see, what is the role of ED and RBA? ED is an investigating agency, and they investigate and report. And whatever is the investigation, if the investigation report is not satisfactory to the affected party, they have the only option of approaching the court of law. And we have to do that too.
All right. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So, thank you. There were several interesting questions, and I hope that I have clarified your questions and doubts, etc., etc. So, any more clarifications needed in this regard, I'll be very happy to be to talk to you separately also. And the progress in of the case in the court of law, that will be intimated to you through the public media from time to time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.